International investors are still betting on SA bonds, with foreigners purchasing bonds worth 2.39 billion rand over the past week. And joining me now as we take a deeper look at the activity playing out in that space is RMB bond trader Michelle Wahlberg. Thank you so much for your time, Michelle. Now, the weekly bond auction took place today, and if I'm correct, the government sold 3.9 billion of government bonds. What is this saying about appetite for our bonds at the moment?
Well, it seems that this is probably the second highest demand that we've seen in the weekly auction for this year. So there's definitely been a lot of demand from investors for government bonds. We participate in the weekly auctions, and the sentiment that we got from local investors were that they were either not around, alternatively not that interested in investing in it. So I do think a lot of the foreigners have been picking up these bonds. And we had proper bid to cover ratios. As I mentioned, it's the second most bid for auction that we've had since the start of the year. So definitely a lot of demand going on there.
Well, what actually is boosting sentiment for these bonds right now, particularly from the foreigners?
I think that's the interesting question to ask. I think, yeah, you know, if as a local, you're sitting there, stage six load shedding. It's a bit dark here as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, you kind of think, how is the government going to fund all of this? But I think, you know, if you have a look at a relative play, you know, if you look at us versus other EM, South Africa does hold very good value. I mean, our back-end bonds are trading close to 12%. You know, in a world where we're starting to discuss when the Fed will start cutting rates, you know, we're just starting to try call the pivot or the peak of the rate hiking cycle. You know, that starts putting in a good level for foreign investors to invest in SA. We have been saying that fixed income will be a good investment once we've reached the peak of the rate hiking cycle. But it's all about timing, and it does seem like foreigners maybe think that the time is right now. It might be a little bit too early to call. I mean, there's been a few headlines coming out, and foreigners can very quickly change their minds. But for now, I think, you know, on a relative basis, South Africa looks like a good investment.
Yeah, and actually talking about how it may be too quick to call, I'm wondering of your inflation outlook, if it is supportive of real yields that one could get, considering the fact that for the past 2 months, inflation has been ticking up.
Yeah, I think inflation is one of those difficult things to call. You know, when you have a look at the economists, I think most of the economists got the last two inflation prints wrong. Even the Saab mentioned that it's very hard to call this inflationary cycle. And I think one of the factors that we're putting into inflation is load shedding. You know, it's very hard to work out what the cost is of load shedding on, you know, for instance, food. We have to keep the refrigerators on, which obviously puts a big cost on the producer's overall price, which means that, you know, eventually that filters down to the local investor. So I think inflation is going to be a theme. Unfortunately, we sit in a situation that because of load shedding, growth is on the way down. So yeah, you've got high inflation, but it's structural inflation, and then you've got low growth. So I think it's a very tough job for the Saab to play, where they've got this almost delicate balance to raise between whether, you know, keeping inflation in check and you know, not completely annihilating growth. Yeah. So definitely a good place to get invested in some CPI-linked bonds, you know, yeah, if you think inflation's going higher.
Let's actually zoom into those maturities and where one could find the best value. And I mean, maybe just looking at today's auction, are investors going for the shorter or longer-term bonds?
So it's a structural difference. You know, if you have a look at locals, I mean, 186s, for instance, are trading lower than where one-year NCDs are. So the bank paper, you can get one-year bank paper at a higher level than you can get 186s, which is a three-year bond now.
Yeah.
So I generally say probably 2035 is a nice area of the curve to be invested for now. You know, you're earning close to 11.5%. If you go further out, the 2053s, those are trading close to 11.90 at the moment. So I do think 2035, given the your duration that you're getting, as well as the overall yield that you're getting, is probably a nice spot to be parking your cash in for now. But
All
that does
right.
change quite
Yeah.
quickly.
All right. Well, thank you very much for giving us that analysis and insight today, Michelle. That was Michelle Wahlberg from RMB.